This is a reflection on Jesus' command to his disciples to stop judging. Jesus could not be more clear. He's speaking directly to us who call ourselves disciples, and he says, stop judging. Now, I'm sure we all agree. We agree life would be so much better, so much more peaceful, if we learned to stop hurling judgments at one another. Our judgments and judgmentalism poison the public atmosphere, whether they come from liberals or conservatives, blacks or whites, rich or poor. I think we would agree with that. But do we agree with what Jesus is actually saying to us? And do we agree with why Jesus is saying to us, stop judging? The real question is why? Why does Jesus tell us, and tell us directly and strongly, to stop judging? I think the clearest answer is given us in a parable Jesus tells his disciples later in Matthew's gospel. It's the parable of the unjust servant. To recall briefly, there's a servant who owes his master an enormous sum of money. In our system, it would be millions of dollars. The master wants his money back. The servant is in no position to repay. The master decides to sell him off together with his whole family to recoup at least some of the debt. The servant begs for patience. He promises to repay the debt, though given the enormity of the debt, that is clearly impossible. The master is moved by the servant's plea. Out of pity for the servant, he forgives the debt, meaning there is no more debt. It's gone. It's taken away. Then the parable continues. That same servant leaves his master and finds a fellow servant who owes him the equivalent of $50. He grabs him by the neck, demanding repayment. The man begs for patience and promises to repay the debt, just like the forgiven servant had done. But the forgiven servant has no pity in his heart. He throws the man into debtor prison until the debt is paid. Once the master learns of what's happened, he summons the forgiven servant and says, "Should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant, as I had mercy on you?" So why? Why should we stop judging? What's Jesus' reason? The parable tells us we are all like that first servant who's in debt to God. We've all sinned. We've all offended God's goodness. But also, we've been forgiven. God has been merciful to us. He's taken away our debt. There is no more debt. That's what forgiveness is. And yet, when someone offends us in any way, we judge. We refuse forgiveness. We refuse mercy to the offender. For Jesus, judging others is the refusal of mercy. It's the refusal to forgive as we have been forgiven. More deeply, it's the refusal to act like God acts. It's our refusal to appreciate what God has done for us by living out of that forgiveness, by becoming merciful and forgiving. It's our no to God's goodness, our no to have mercy in our hearts. We trample underfoot the good news of God's mercy when we act without mercy, when we mercilessly judge one another. And Jesus yells to us, stop it. Stop judging. Should you not have mercy on other people as I have had mercy on you? Do we hear Jesus? We're his disciples. Do we really hear him?